Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, one of the first stories, honey, that I ever heard as a boy was about the prodigal son. I find it interesting that the word prodigal isn't in most Bible translations, including the King James. The word is in the Classic Amplified Bible, but it's not related to the story found in Luke 15, verses 11 through 32. In fact, the word prodigal, according to dictionary.com, was first used around 1500 AD. Regardless of when the word was first used, the definition of the word fits the son to whom it is now properly applied. According to the dictionary, it means wastefully or recklessly extravagant. We think it's fair to say that the prodigal son was wasteful. It's what the scripture says.
In fact, in Luke 15, verse 13, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "And not many days after that, the younger son gathered up all that he had and journeyed into a distant country, and there he wasted his fortune in reckless and loose from restraint living."
It's interesting, wasted his fortune in reckless and loose from restraint in living.
That's it.
That's the key. We also find it interesting that most every Christian condemns this behavior, saying perhaps even sanctimoniously that they would have never wasted their fortune in reckless and loose from restraint in living. If you've ever said that, feel prompted to ask you several questions. For instance, how much money has gone through your hands during your working career? Let's keep it simple. According to the Census Bureau, the median household income in the United States in 2016 was $59,039. Now, let's say that the average household member's work 20 years. That totals $1,180,780. And if that household worked 40 years, the income is nearly $2.25 million.
Wow.
So, honey, the question's real simple. What happened to the money?
The Message Bible translation of Luke 15, verse 13 says, "There, undisciplined and dissipated, he wasted everything he had."
Let's just give you one more example. Again, according to the Census Bureau, the average house price in America is just over $200,000. If you were to buy this house on a 30-year note at 5.5% interest with 10%, $20,000 down, and you were to make the regular monthly payment of $1,022 each month, at the end of that loan, you would have paid $187,927 in interest over the course of the loan.
That's on top of what the $200,000 price of the home.
And it's on top of the $20,000 you paid down.
Yes.
So,
wow.
In fact, you will almost pay as much in interest as the cost of the house. Now, would that be considered undisciplined or wasting everything you have? Now, we could go on. Cars, credit cards, department store cards, boats, second homes, timeshares. But you and I, we grow weary calculating how much we've wasted in interest. So really, fundamentally, here's the question. What happened to the money that God's entrusted us?
Would God consider our stewardship that of a prodigal son or daughter?
Think about that. And by the way, just to get it out, I've been guilty, more so than you. You were always the voice of reason. So I've been guilty of this. As Paul said, I'm the chiefest among sinners. But let's not dwell of what we've done in the past, except long enough to learn from it, stop, and repent for having been a prodigal. I know that I ask God to forgive me for being a prodigal son who wasted money that had been entrusted to me. Now, let's zero in what we're going to do from this day forward. We can't change the past, but we can definitely determine a better future.
And that is the crux of the matter.
That's what it's all about.
That's exactly right.
It's learning from what you did so you don't do it again.
That's right.
Let's talk about 7 ways to avoid being a prodigal. Number 1, right attitude. The prodigal son had the wrong attitude. It was kind of a me. It's all about me attitude. Selfishness is a sin and certainly will never endear you to others or draw people of character into your life.
And in addition to that, it really doesn't do your life any good.
That's right.
So we really need the right attitude. Philippians 2, verse 5 in the New Living Translation, we're all familiar with it because it's our example. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had.
Now, do you know the kind of attitude you're supposed to have and how you get it?
Ephesians 4, verse 23 in the New Living Translation says, instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes.
Hallelujah. Number 2, right friends.
That's a great start.
Yep. The prodigal son didn't really have friends. He had acquaintances who befriended him because of what he could do for them. When the money ran out, so did they.
1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Do not be so deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communion, associations, corrupt and depraved good manners and morals and character.
By our words and actions, we will draw like-minded people into our lives. We need to make a determined effort to choose friends who can encourage, exhort, and edify us in our most holy faith.
And we can do the same for them.
Yes, we can. President George Washington once said, be courteous to all, but intimate with a few. And let those few be well tried before you give them your confidence.
There you go.
Great quote. Number 3, right timing. 2 Samuel 11, 1. The scripture says that at a time the kings went to war, David, King David, tarried in Jerusalem. In the next verse, it says that David walked out on the roof of his house and saw Bathsheba bathing. And you know the rest of the story. But the root of David's sin was not the lust, the adultery, or even the murder of Uriah, Bathsheba's husband. He was simply out of God's timing. Had he been where he was supposed to be, these sins would have never happened. See, there are times that God will give you not just a good idea, but a God idea. But it's equally important that you find God's timing on when to do it.
That's right.
And
it
how to do it.
At the time when kings went to war, David tarried in Jerusalem. He was at the wrong place, and therefore that timing took him down the wrong path.
It did. Here's the bottom line. If you know God, you'll know his timing. Number 4, right place. If you're not where God wants you to be, then you're in the wrong place, and most certainly at the wrong time. If we put ourselves in a place where sin prevails, we're in the wrong place. If the enemy is always tempting you with lust, then stay away from television, movies, and internet sites where sexual mischief and sin is continually on display. Whatever the sin, do not put yourself in a place where temptation grows into sinful action on your part. Honey, there's something you've always said.
What you feed grows and what you starve dies. So if you stay away from the wrong places, you're not going to get in trouble.
Yep. Number five, right spending. The prodigal son made the wrong choices when it came to spending the money entrusted to him. We covered this in the opening paragraphs of the teaching. But as a reminder, the Message Bible translation of Luke 15:13 says,
"There, undisciplined and dissipated, he wasted everything he had." Wow.
Right spending is always spirit-led. Never make major purchases without praying about it first.
Amen. And talking to your spouse.
I was about to say that. And talk to
your
spouse. The two of you talk, then the two of you pray and ask God if this is something he'd have you do.
Amen.
Number six, right lifestyle. It's really quite simple. If we spend our money on everything other than how God has directed, then we've chosen the wrong lifestyle. Our personal choices, our habits, they'll either become addictions or a testimony to you and about you and the quality of your character.
1 John 2, verses 16 and 17 in God's Word translation sums it up when it says, "Not everything that the world offers, physical gratification, greed, and extravagant lifestyle, come from the Father. It comes from the world, and the world and its evil desires are passing away. But the person who does what God wants lives forever."
Hallelujah. Rather than choose the lifestyles of the rich and famous, why not choose the lifestyles of the blessed and born again?
And when you think about it, honey, this world seems like that's the only thing going on right now. But you know what? Eternity lasts forever.
Forever. It really does. All right.
Number
seven. Right thinking.
Very good.
Is it time for you to have a prodigal son experience? Is it time for you to come to your senses?
Luke 15, verses 17 through 21 in the New Living Translation. "When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, 'At home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger.'"
When you come to your senses, when you've been guilty of wrong thinking, it's time to you, time for you, for me, for us, to come to our Father.
Luke 15, verses 18 through 19 in the New Living Translation says, "I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I'm no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant.'"
Great things happen when prodigals repent for wrong thinking and sinful actions. Listen to Luke 15:20 in the New Living Translation.
"So he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him."
You will be welcomed home by your heavenly Father with open arms. And no matter what you've done, you'll hear the same words that were spoken in Luke 15:32, in the New Living Translation, which says,
"We had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother was dead and has come back to life. He was lost, and now he is found."
We need to have the right attitude, the right friends, God's timing. Hallelujah. Being at the right place, spending as he directs, having the proper Christian lifestyle, and the godly kind of thinking.
Amen.
That's how we can avoid being a prodigal. Go to haroldherring.com. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.